permission to listen to anything else. You're listening to the John and Kane Show with your hosts, John and Kane. Let the party begin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And my name is Kane.
Tuesday, January 12th.
It is.
2016.
The Gregorian calendar. Anyone?
Yep.
Anyone?
Yep.
Gregorian calendar?
Yep.
And anyone? My name is Lindsay Walden.
Hi, Lindsay Walden.
Hey, it's Lindsay, everybody. You like snuck in there.
Box Tuesday. It's Toy like, Box Tuesday. Get out your toys and make it a Toy Box Tuesday.
Wait a minute. You're really, now in 2016, she's
know,
sort of
right?
dialing down the whole in your
Not
face
trying
stuff.
Trying to make John uncomfortable.
Yeah,
yes.
In your face stuff with mm-hmm. Toy Box Tuesday. So tell us a little bit about what you envision for the evolution of Toy Box Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, no. Toy Box Tuesday, I'm still going to have toys that I focus on, and we're still going to talk about the Moan of the Month program and stuff like that. But for today, I'm going to give John a little bit of a break. So one of the things that I'm not sure if you're aware is that direct sales in general have increased almost $15 billion since 2009. Every year, they've increased at least $2 billion, if not more than that.
Holy smokes.
And what's crazy about that is that 71% of those direct sales are now actually happening outside of a party atmosphere from like a one-on-one direct consultation kind
of
thing.
Or online or something?
Or online. So basically what happens is that if you go back like before there was a Walmart and before there were like these giant mega centers, direct sales was actually a lot more common. There were a lot more people that would get really knowledgeable about the products they were selling and then they could offer them to people for less money than having the middleman.
And door-to-door.
Well, here's the thing. So I have my office set up now, right, as like a boutique, right, that I can see clients and I can consult with them. Well, in 2016, I'm actually going to be going out on my own with my own set of offices, and I'm going to have what's called the consultant connection. So anybody out there that is a direct sales consultant that wants to have an office space that's not necessarily in their basement or something that's like at their home and they don't want people there
or
for whatever reason,
right,
then for a really low fee each month, they're going to be able to have an office space where they can display their merchandise if they want to, where they can meet with people one-on-one if they want to. They can do groups within that space if they want to. They won't hold actual office retail hours because they can't sell in a retail office setting like that, like in a retail space.
Right.
But they can do one-on-one direct sales. And I've had so many people that have told me setting my office up that way, they would love to do the same thing. So I'm going to actually be kind of creating a space where people can do just that.
Now,
they
will you be changing locations of your office soon?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to probably have more than one location because I've had a number of people that have been asking if I could have some like various places that I am. So there's a few different places.
Are you
going
to be a franchise?
Hopefully one day. That'd be awesome.
Holy
cow. Right now, we're just starting with one. It's called the Consultant Connection.
Right.
That's what I'm calling it. And not only are you going to have access to an office space where you could rent, but you also will have the access to other consultants that do maybe the same line of work or different lines of work, but are like in the same type of a business so you can kind of support and, you know, kind of reach out to them.
Yeah, so it's almost like a workspace, a shared workspace where everyone can kind of contribute to everyone's success.
And everybody's working in a similar type of industry. They're all direct sales people. There's also going to, and this is what we're in the process of figuring out, but wanting to have like a copy machine and like a fax machine and, you know, things that people can utilize in the space and that if they pay their one kind of like rent fee or whatever, it's all included in that.
Yeah, I love that
so
concept.
Some of it is still in the process of being figured out, but I wanted to go ahead and mention it because I've just had so many people that have said there's over 147 direct sales companies in just this country.
Really?
And those are the ones that are known on a national level. So I think this is a really, I mean, there's been enough people that have said, oh, they need to have, need a space like that. I want a space like that. Okay, I've had enough people tell me that, that I'm like, okay, let's make it happen.
That's
awesome.
I've
always been one of these people that when somebody has an idea, I don't have a problem being the one to make it happen. I'm like, yeah, let's go do that.
Right.
Okay?
Like, I'm an idea guy, and there's some of my ideas you made happen, like website stuff and everything.
So
it's perfect. So
if anybody is interested, and it really can be anybody at any level of consulting sales, it could be someone who has a major downline that has a lot of people underneath them and they need a place to meet and have like meeting spaces, that's great. It could also be one or two people that want to go in together and have an office space. And we're talking less than $200 a month is what I'm hoping to be able to do if someone shares an office space like that.
Totally affordable.
Right. So that they cannot, because I'm not looking to make like gajillions of dollars off of people. I just want to be able to cover the rent of the space. That's really what I'm looking to do.
Right. So for $6 a day,
Is that
I mean,
what it is?
Essentially
you just did
what
that
it
math. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I just did the math. I'm kind of like Rain Man. Only,
there you go.
Only not.
So it's really affordable. And if anybody's interested, the best way to talk to me about this is going to be probably to give me a call directly. 314-485-9189.
Right.
And then just let me know that you're interested in the consultant connection. You wanted to kind of know more about it. And we can hopefully set something up.
Sweet. All right. Now, I hope you get some response with that. Now,
I'm excited.
We have another break with you. And
yes.
I want to know what we're going to talk about. Now, you did say you're still bringing toys to Toy Box Tuesday. So
Yes. Is
that what we're going to talk about next?
No, not today, because we did the whole Moan of the Month on Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to talk about, it is a little bit akin to sex toys, a little bit.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about a group that I'm starting over the next couple of months. And so we'll talk
really?
About it.
Really? A group?
Yeah. A group.
Interesting.
So excited about it.
All right. We'll find out about that group and more with Lindsay Walden when we come back here on the John and Cain Show.
You don't want to know about the girl skateboarding I'm watching on Facebook?
Oh, no. I know.
Okay.
You worry, we'll all flown on.
All right.
Flown on.
Well, I mean, but Cain, but during the break, right? Like, I found another video on Facebook. It says, watch this woman scrape her long, gross toenails across the floor.
What?
That's what it said.
What is the internet doing?
I make you uncomfortable?
I know.
Really?
And what's weird is I kind of want to see it. Will you pop it up, please?
I know,
I'm working on it right now.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Walden in studio.
Yay.
All right, Lindsay, now you have a little taste of Toy Box Tuesday today. Mm-hmm. What are you bringing to the table today?
All right, so there is a fabulous book that I, a number of years ago, read for the first time, and it's actually called The Erotic Mind. And I love The Erotic Mind. Let me read just a little excerpt to you, because I think it's phenomenal. The Erotic Mind explains the many paradoxes of erotic life, such as why we're most excited when we must overcome obstacles, how anxiety, guilt, and anger, generally thought to have a negative impact on sexual arousal, can sometimes actually be aphrodisiacs. How do we use unresolved issues from our early lives to intensify passion? And why is the best sex? Why the best sex is dynamic and unpredictable rather than static and safe?
That's right.
Okay.
We've always known that, though.
It's a really, really awesome book that looks at this idea of peak erotic sexual experiences and how to uncover the inner workings of your own erotic mind. And it encourages all kinds of really interesting work, like journaling about different erotic experiences and keeping an erotic journal. And so it's meant to be a...
Like on paper, Spank Bank?
Sort of, yeah,
okay.
Sort of. I mean, it doesn't have to be like...
What are you doing?
I'm simplifying it.
It doesn't literally have to be like erotic material that you're going to utilize for like erotic purposes. It could just be, let me write a journal about all of the partners I've had in my life, or let me write about different
peaking... Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Oh my God, that would take Cain 10 years.
I'm not doing that.
But here's the thing. So as the facilitator of the group...
He's the Gene Simmons of St. Louis Radio.
Would you stop it? Seriously.
As the facilitator of the group, I'm going to be helping people and encouraging them to kind of do this work on their own, and we're going to have certain things that we'll follow in group and certain things that we'll have them do out of group. And so we're in the process right now of kind of what's called the pre-screening phase. And the reason there is such a thing is that we have to make sure that everybody that's going to participate is, you know, in a healthy enough emotional place to do
and,
so.
Yeah, mental state, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so if anybody's interested, they can email me, lindsay@lindsaywalden.com, or they can go to my website, lindsaywalden.com, and email me through there directly. They can also call me at 314-485-9189. It's going to be $25 a session. It's a 12-week session. It follows each of the chapters in the book. And if you pay it all up front, you get the whole thing for $250. If not, it ends up being about $300 if you do it each week.
I love it. This is a great idea.
Very excited about it.
Yeah, great idea.
Right now, I am open to either having a group of... I'm open to having a group of women. I'm open to having a group of men. And I'm even open to doing a group of couples.
I bet you are.
And so I'm very open to whatever people are interested in. So I don't want you to feel like you can't call just because you're like, oh, I don't know if I would fit in or not. So
right. Yeah, no.
There is a place for
you. One size fits all with you.
Never know till try.
Well, yeah. And I've learned that because the sleeve you brought, one size fits all.
Not me.
All right.
Her,
so,
not me.
What?
No.
I'm not talking about that.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lindsay Walden.
Whoa.
All right, so again, online, tell people how they can find you and then the phone number to reach you at your office.
They can go to lindsaywalden.com. They can go to mysexythoughts.com. They can call or text my office at 314-485-9189. And that's if they're interested in the consultant connection or the erotic mind.
I love it. All right, Lindsay, thank you so much. We look forward to a Friday. And, well, you know what? We may not even... We have a lot to hash out still, don't we?
We have a lot.
We do.
John, are you okay with my new turned over leaf in 2016?
No,
can you
look pretty,
handle this?
Like I said a couple days ago, you look pretty.
Like,
yeah, he,
like beautiful isn't even like. What does that have to do with the leaf you're turning over?
I'm just stopped. You know, when he went where he went, I was done. I'm Instagramming.
What?
Okay, have fun with that.
All right. When we come back,
we'll be engaged.
When we come back, Carl will be here.
Carl, I know. That's why I wanted you to do your Scottish voice. I wanted you to do your Liam Neeson.
My Liam Neeson. I have a very specific.
And Sean Connery.
I have a very specific set of skills. And when I find you,
oh my,
I will kill you.
We'll see what Carl thinks about that. Carl Hazel, executive chef of the Scottish Arms Restaurant, is next here on the John and Kane Show.
I'll talk about Outlander. That's what I'll do. We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And your chair just broke. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
I mean, I thought I thought
you're more concerned about my chair than it could be my actual back.
No, I was.
It's almost like you don't even care about my vertebrae.
Really? Are we doing
this? Unreal.
We have a guest.
It's unreal.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, we're doing this.
No, look, Lindsay just left.
Yeah.
Carl just sat in.
That's
this
true.
Is his first impression of us.
Is the seat still warm from Lindsay?
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I bet it's lovely. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Carl Hazel.
There it is. Carl, thanks for coming in, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Executive chef of the Scottish Arms Restaurant.
And I love how when we have applaud, there's eight people in here and none of them clap.
That's applaud.
Come on, everybody. Let's do this.
You stingy jackasses.
The hell is, it's unreal. It's like it's the first time on the show, guys? Or what? What's happening? No?
First time.
Okay.
First time.
Well, what I really was present to when I got your information from Thomas was executive chef of the Scottish Arms.
Yes, I've been there since 2007. It's
love
awesome.
Love that place.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Love that place. Gotten buzzed there a few times. Gotten
it,
full
it tends
on
to happen with 150 yeah. whiskeys behind the bar. You know, it's easy to do.
Gotten full on Scotch eggs. I mean, the place is fantastic. So, your experience before the Scottish Arms and what led you there?
You know, before the Arms, I worked at a few other places in St. Louis, the Wildflower in the West End for a couple years, Squires in Lafayette Square, yeah. Roxanne in Clayton, bounced around a little bit, kind of.
So there's some great places.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just kind of building my resume a little bit when I moved to St. Louis in 2002, I believe.
From where?
Southeast Missouri, Cape Girardeau.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of jumped into the industry here and then landed at the Arms, which has, you know, just been my restaurant home for quite some time. Yeah.
So do you watch the show Outlander?
You know, I did watch the first season or so of it. It's a cool show. It's a cool show for sure.
Well, the reason why I'm asking, because my favorite line from that show, right, is that you got the old Scot, right? He comes up and he goes to this woman. He goes, "I'll grind your corn," and for me, like I'm just thinking, I'll grind your corn. Like it just makes me laugh because I'm thinking to myself, for you as an executive chef, like you could now take that as an inside joke for yourself
and
right?
be literal with it.
Yeah, if someone is working on corn, you're like, "I'll grind your corn," and we'll know what it means. And the people that heard the show,
he might be able to say, "I'll mash your corn." That might bring a whole new meaning to everything.
Cream your corn even.
Oh man, cream your corn's even better. Look at that.
By the way, it's my wife's favorite show. So every once in a while, like not a joke. Hey babe, what? I'll grind your corn. You know that's what we do.
It brings excitement back into the relationship. That's what I love about it. Speaking of which, so does Scottish Arms. I mean, you go there as a couple. What a satisfactory experience that you have at the bar. Tell people who haven't been what they can experience by going to the Scottish Arms.
Well, you know, the Arms. It's very warm,
cultural.
Yeah, culturally different experience than you're going to find anywhere else in the city. You know,
absolutely.
Like there are some pubs in St. Louis, but most of them are A, either Irish, or B, not really very authentic.
Yes.
And, you know, we just took a trip to Scotland a month or so ago, and one of the most gratifying things I think I felt in my career in a long time was going to all these pubs in Edinburgh, in Aberdeen, in the Highlands, in Speyside, and feeling like I was sitting back at the Arms.
Tell him how crazy the roads are there.
Oh, they're absolutely freaking nuts. They're like 4 feet wide, and A, they're 4 feet wide.
For two lanes?
B, yeah. And B, you're driving on the wrong side of the road. Mm-hmm. We were driving with my boss, Allie Nisbet, who's from Aberdeen originally and moved to the States, you know, 20 years ago or so. And so for him, it was like just like back, you know, being back at home and like flying down these little country roads in this little Forder car, you know.
Right.
Like, me and Mikey, our general manager, like fearing for our lives.
Right, absolutely.
Like,
and everybody is so nice. They'll get out of the way.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's crazy.
No.
He's like, no. I mean, like, everyone, I mean, like.
Okay, fine, go on.
Okay, little story. We're flying down the road on our way to, I think we're going to the River Dee, I believe, that day, just kind of taking a day trip. Flying down this little gravel road, and some guy jumps out in front of us, and it's like, stop. Well, there was a herd of cattle coming down the road. Like, we had to pull off and, like, back off into this driveway and sit for 30 minutes while this...
While the cattle pass?
Yeah, while we're waiting for the cattle to pass. This guy driving his tractor backwards with a bale of hay on it, like stringing up the carrot, you know, like, trying to drag these cows
into the barn. To lead the cows down the right way. You know what I would do? I'd be so mad I'd eat a hamburger right in front of him. Right in front of him.
And GPS won't help, by the way.
Oh, I would imagine. Probably not.
No, it was all paper maps. All paper maps.
Oh, God.
Isn't that crazy?
Great.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I love that. You can go there and live off the grid.
Major interstate highways, hardly. They have like three of them in the whole country that go from, you know, from major city to major city. But everything else, like from, to give you a frame of reference, distance-wise, say from St. Louis to Creve Coeur.
Okay.
Not really that far. It takes us, what, 20 minutes?
If that, yeah.
Hour and a half.
Really?
Hour and a half to get that far in Scotland, because every single road is this wide,
right,
and
right, windy.
Windy,
and full
windy,
of
up
ruts,
and down, all over the place.
And cattle.
And around mountains and up and over.
Cattle and ducks. I mean, all kinds of things happening. There's probably more cattle on the road than actual cars.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll continue on our conversation with Carl Hazel, executive chef of the Scottish Arms Restaurant, and maybe we'll grind your garden.
Oh, hey now.
There can be only one.
Oh, it's Highlander now.
When he's here.
Is that what it is?
Right, but I mean, but that I got the right country.
That's true.
Give us your best,
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
My best Sean Connery. Joining us now is our guest, Carl Hazel. He's executive chef of the Scottish Arms Restaurant. He likes to get some women on his lap and have some...
and deliver his scotch eggs.
I don't know. To grind your corn.
There are times, though, you did really good with that voice, because sometimes it sounds like Sean Connery swallows Liam Neeson. And it's like, he really messes it up. You know what I mean?
I have a very specific set of skills. And when I find you, I'll
so
kill you.
Love it. All right, so the Scottish Arms in St. Louis for 10 years now?
We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary in
Fantastic.
May this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that, by the way, is an amazing feat for any entity, especially cultural entity in St. Louis, to last that long and be as established as you guys
and
are.
For any independent restaurant as well. I mean, that's...
Oh, no doubt.
That's a pretty big one.
So thescottisharms.com is the website. Go check them out there on Facebook. They're at facebook.com/thescottisharms. And then plan several times this year to make sure you get out and enjoy all the things the Scottish Arms has to offer. So now you guys on occasion will change and revamp the menu. So in 2016, can you tell people what you're expecting to see on the menu this year?
Absolutely. We change our menu. I mean, we tweak things and pull dishes and add dishes monthly. So, you know, we just released a menu a month and a half ago, and we've already changed three or four dishes off the menu. So everything, you know, is very seasonal. We try and stick to as much local as we can.
Love
Obviously,
that.
We know we can't do it all local, but, you know, there's a pretty healthy cross section of the menu that is. We've got a lot of farmers that do custom growing for us.
Yeah.
And lots of really, really fun stuff like that. So, you know, for winter, we're kind of, right now, we're in big red meat season. So we've got lamb shanks and venison and, and big hearty things like that. You know,
seasonal stuff.
Spring comes around, you know, we'll brighten it right back up and be doing lots of fun little fresh vegetables and seafood and fish and things like that.
Yeah. I love a little sprig in the old Scottish egg. That's what I love. The Scotch egg. Boom. Sprig. Sprig is something green.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that's missing from a traditional perspective, like if you really look traditionally at like Scottish, you know, restaurants and pubs, right? Roller skates on your waitresses. I mean, that's something that goes back, I think, a couple thousand years. If you look at the
roller skates,
Scotland.
Really? I had no idea. Roller skates. I don't know about that one. We could carve them out of stones or something.
Right?
No
kidding.
I totally thought you were going for kilts, and I was gonna.
I know.
Well, that's why I was gonna go there, and I was like, you know what? I got to find something that they wouldn't expect.
You know, we had most of our mail servers used to always wear kilts, but we ran into a little problem with
ball claps.
Older. Older,
I meant bell claps. What
older
did I say?
Women getting a little whiskey drunk and frisky and trying to see what's under the kilt. And,
oh, Oh, so it works both ways them, in the
yeah,
world, doesn't
know, a few
it?
Of them got surprised. They weren't expecting to see some of the things they saw, I think.
Oh,
so.
Boy. What, yeah. Like Bruce Jenner? What are we talking about? Okay. So, yeah, the Scottish Arms, by the way, this is something, when you're in St. Louis, even if you're just visiting, this is a must. Everyone says, oh, the Arch, or, you know, oh, or the Stadium, or whatever, but in reality,
the Arms.
Look at the culture in St. Louis, from everything, the architecture to food, and the Scottish Arms is part of that, because the building itself is not too shabby either.
Oh, no, it's a nice old, you know, those good old city buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, great architecture, brick. The woodwork in there is phenomenal. The bar, our back bar actually was built for the World's Fair and then retrofitted to fit the building.
Oh, so wow. I didn't even know that.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's a lot of good history in that building.
They're definitely. Also across the street from a car factory, and no one knows that that building was a car factory.
Yeah, the Doris Lofts used to
Hang
be.
Hang on. Producer Thomas did, and Lord knows he has to let everyone know that he knew.
Well, yeah, not only that, but, oh, and he flipped. He's saying you're number one with his middle finger. You see that? That's nice. He may have purchased a car from that very car manufacturer. You did?
In 1909.
Oh, wow. That's great.
He's a vampire. Fantastic.
The Model T.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we've sufficiently grinded Kern.
Whoa.
Put your hands together for Carl Hazel.
Carl, thanks for coming, man. I
thanks
appreciate
for having
that.
Me. Thank you very much.
Very
guys.
Much.
All right. When we come back, we'll do something else on the John and Kane Show.
What do you do? No. No.
All right. Can I just point out that it's been since last Thursday that I wanted you guys to thank me for getting you guys into the Star Wars.
Oh, my God. I thanked you that night. And, I called you later afterwards.
Everybody on this show won't let it go.
Well,
it feels like
I think
a
you kind of knew that, though.
Thomas has stopped talking to me.
I think you kind of knew that. Because everyone's look at Thomas.
You are so dead to me right now.
I love how he intentionally goes to a mic now.
The movie wasn't that good.
What are you saying that for? Star Wars? What? It was great. J.J. Abrams did a fantastic job. That movie was fantastic. Look, it tied everything in, had a perfect balance of comedy, drama, tied in everything in the history of the Star Wars franchise. It did everything you would want as a Star Wars fan.
To quote Sam Maul, I mean, the best part was literally killing off Jar Jar Binks. I mean, that was the best. Oh, have you guys not seen it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Seriously?
Spoiler alert.
I know, it's not even a spoiler alert.
Kid.
It's not even a spoiler alert. I think it came out last year.
All right, can we just end the show? I'm tired.
All right.
Let's thank Lindsay Walden. Yay!
Yay, Lindsay Walden!
Let's thank Carl Hazel.
Carl Hazel, the Scottish Arms restaurant. Go check them out.
Give me a call at Grinded Corn.
All right, then.
All right, thanks. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, we love that you listen to us live, IndioRadio.com, 10 a.m. We love that you listen to the replay, 5 p.m., IndioRadio.com. Mm-hmm. How can you get it?
Well, you can go to Podomatic, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, all those on-demand audio sources. You can search Indio Radio Podcast. You'll find all the John and Kane shows right there. Also, don't forget our producers who no longer show up to the show. Michelle and Catherine. I can't forget their names. They haven't been here for so long.
Fire them!
I think they are fired. You're fired. You're fired! But indioradio.wordpress.com is still out there.
It'll
making
be huge.
Things happen.
Fire them.
Yeah, it is. So on the top part of that page, on the top left, you'll see the actual video. If you didn't get a chance to see it last year, check out the Domain Tech Report video on the John and Kane Show and all of our podcasting efforts here at Shock City Studios. It's all for your consumption.
All right. Tomorrow on the show, lawyer Gary Berger.
Oh, yeah.
Top-rated trial lawyer.
I think in 2016 it's going to be different. I think he's going to talk to you more.
No, he's not. And then we'll have ice cream on.
Oh, my.
Ice cream day is coming up.
We know what we should do is hashtag Jack the Pump. Because, you know, whenever we have a guest on that brings food that's sweet in some way, and Thomas is a foodie. Thomas loves food. There's nothing wrong with that. But he's diabetic, so every now and again when we have sweet food on the show, he'll have to jack his pump.
In a world of sugar, jack the pump.
In a world where Wilford Brimley is your god.
Diabetes. Diabetes.
Diabetes. All right.
Diabetes.
And diabetes testing supplies.
Diabetes. Diabetes.
Okay.
All right. We'll see
you're
you
being insensitive.
Right. Can I just end it? Do I have to go through all the Twitter
What? We just did already. We already did it.
Okay, good.
Already
it's the John and Kane Show broadcasting live from Shock City Studios and, of course, all together,
Indio Radio.
I feel like your heart's not in it.
Dude.